Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you've listened to Sex Talk with My Mom before, and you've thought to yourself, oh my God, these voices are just getting me all horned up. I got to see what these people look like. Well, guess what?
You can see us. Go to YouTube.
YouTube.com. Search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
So I think I can do this. I can take my bra off on the airplane.
No way.
No one's going to know it.
No way.
No way is right.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
Welcome to this freaky family.
I'm his mother.
We know you're the mother.
I just want to make sure that those of you who
the
have never
called
heard...
The show's Sex Talk with My Mom.
They don't know that I'm necessarily the mom.
Who the fuck else are you going to be?
That's a good point.
My sister?
No, but okay.
Oy vey, we're going to talk about that later on. We had a family trip home. It involved some excrement. We'll get into it.
Oh my God. What is that called when you...
Spoiler alert?
Yeah, spoiler. You spoiled.
We didn't spoil it. Before we get in, we'd like to start every episode with a question of the week, a sneaky freak question of the week.
And this week's question is brought to you by Like a Kitten.
We love Like a Kitten.
We like to make you purr like a kitten.
That's right. Like a Kitten makes these incredible boxes full of all of your sexy essentials. We'll get into it in a bit. But this week, they sponsored this question, which is, have you ever experienced stale sex? And if so, how'd you get past it? First of all, for our listeners, define what is stale sex, Mother.
I think when it gets to be routine and kind of boring and just kind of just not even like being present.
And you're just fucking sitting there and you're like, when is this going to be over? You're lying there.
Yeah, lying like a starfish.
Like a starfish. It's so stale, you're not even sitting up.
You're a dead starfish.
I love sitting up and fucking.
Oh my God.
Well,
fun. How do we get it onto you all of a sudden?
Well, I'm just saying, if you need to... For the record...
Have never experienced stale sex?
I've never been with someone long enough to experience stale sex. Every time I've had sex, it's been a fucking...
Fireworks.
I'm hyperventilating.
Almost passing out.
Next to passing out.
Even
yeah.
when you're in a strip club.
I almost passed out in a strip club once.
I know, that's why I brought that
up. I had to ask her to stop the lap dance because I was getting lightheaded.
Who does that? I bet you were the only person that ever entered that strip club that said that.
And I was the only person who entered wearing one of those caps with a little propeller on it.
Oh, that's attractive.
That was.
You know what? I don't believe.
I'm trying to attract the stripper? No, I'm already having to pay for her presence.
Oh my God. Why were you wearing a beanie with a little like helicopter on it?
Yeah, I was in a bachelor party and this was actually my idea that we all went in for. Anyway, that's kind of, I don't experience stale sex at this point in my life, unfortunately. I wish I were in a relationship long enough to experience stale sex. And if I were to experience stale sex, you know what I would suggest?
What? Like a kitten?
I would say some breathing exercises. Why are you, your eyes roll in the back of your fucking head. What is that?
So, okay, you're having some really boring sex with your partner.
You got to get into the body.
Breathe.
Let's breathe together. Let's fucking, you inhale, I'll exhale.
Oh
I'll
my
exhale.
God.
What?
Okay, go on.
You think that's going to, how could that make it more stale? No, it's going to liven it up. It's going to bring some energy into the body.
You know,
it's going to bring your consciousness into the body.
Okay, just imagine 10 years from now, you have two kids.
Yeah.
You're experiencing stale sex with your wife.
Yes.
And all she's thinking about is like, let's just get this over with because I got a shitload of things to do in the morning and I want to have some time to myself.
And I say, okay, let's slow it down, honey. Let's slow it down. Get into the body. Feel the sensations. That's how you're going to make it less stale.
And she's going to be like, shut the fuck up, Cam, and just go down to Bone Town or whatever you call it.
You think my wife is going to be saying, let's go down to Bone Town?
No, she'd be like, can we get on with this? How about a massage?
You don't think at that point in our relationship we would have done breathing exercises and she would have been into this situation?
I don't know what the hell she's going to think. I just feel that it's going to be a disaster.
I think you have in your mind that I have stale sex or boring sex to begin with.
Well, if you're... Yes.
Wrong.
If you're saying...
My sex is on fire.
Your sex
is on
fire.
It's fireworks sex.
Yeah, you're like the Kings of Leon. Sex on fire.
Sex on fire. Yeah. They wrote that song about me.
I'm sure they did.
They said, Camp Hoder, he has some fiery sex. Okay, how do you, Miss fucking sex aficionado, fucking president of sex...
President of sex. Why am I the president of sex?
Yeah, Miss President of sex.
I've concluded that based on our sneaky freaks out there, I am fucking boring as fuck sex.
First of all, have you ever experienced stale sex?
All the time. No, I'm just
all
kidding.
The time?
No, I'm just that was a joke. I have experienced it when I'm like not really in the mood, but I feel like it would be good for us to do it because, you know, there's some buildup of hormones that need to be released.
So it's like a fucking chore.
Not exactly a chore, but it's like, as Nina Hartley says, there's daily dick and special occasion cock.
You know, I sometimes think about what she said on her show once where she was talking about stale sex, actually.
Oh,
and she was talking about ways to combat it. And she was imagining turning the crank and you like, it sounded like a machine that she turns the crank and then once it's fucking going like a train.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the image that she painted in my mind. Anyway, so you've experienced stale sex.
I was married for 24 years to the same partner.
So inevitably,
then I'm with
14
years with the next partner. So inevitably, it's not always going to be like you walk in the room and he throws me up against the wall. Because if he did that, I'd be like, "What the fuck did you ruin my hair for?"
So what do you do?
You do a different sex script as Ian. What?
Ian Kerner.
Ian Kerner.
That's it. He came on our show
and he wrote
a book.
Incredible
sex therapist.
And he liked my sex script. Which changes over time.
So what is it? First of all, what is a sex script?
That is basically something that you share. It's like a little, I guess if you were going to write a little brief synopsis of your sex and how it works.
Okay. So in my mind, it's a very detailed explanation, a play-by-play of every single detail of your usual sex script. So
well,
say,
if people want to hear my sex script, it is on that episode, and I'm not going to go through that again, but it is a good one.
Okay, so but basically, I mean, the reason he talks about sex scripts...
It's like chapters in a book.
Okay, the reason he talks about sex scripts is because when he's with a new couple, and they're saying they got stale sex, or maybe he's with one of them...
Well, the book, do you remember what the book's title is?
No, do you?
Tell me about the last time you had sex.
Exactly, so he says that question, and then the person starts going, oh, well, you know... Yeah, it was Tuesday. We fucked in missionary and that was it. And then he goes, no, 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 no. What actually happened? Where were you? Well, who initiated? How did you initiate? You know, were the lights on? Where in the apartment? Were you on the bed? Are you on the floor? Are you in a chair? Are you?
And
yeah,
in
were
your
you
case,
wearing clothes? Did she undress you? Did you undress her? Did you, what?
Were you on the Zubatan?
Were you on the Zabutan?
Zabutan.
Which is a meditation cushion for those who don't know what a Zabutan is.
And you're sitting there breathing on a Zabutan?
I'm never fucking on the Zabutan, Mom.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is he asks all, like, he wants to get a full explanation of what the fuck is going on. Not because he's some horny bastard, but because...
He might be a horny bastard.
He might be a horny bastard, but it's because he then says, okay, tweak this part of it, and it might completely aliven things.
And he didn't have any comments for me.
He didn't.
He gave me an A+.
He did.
You know, that's what's good about being ADD and having an ADD partner.
You're always doing something new.
It doesn't get stale all that much, but it can get stale because it's just basically monogamy in and of itself is a difficult construct because it basically great sex is with a variety of partners. And so the only way you can get the variety of partners is if it's in your mind.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with this.
So you got a better way?
Listen to this. Listen to this idea. What? Why?
This is going to be Cam's Uppers.
This is not Cam's
Uppers. Why don't we save this for Cam's Uppers?
No, okay. You know where I'm going with this?
Nope, but I'm sure that I'll be able to float along.
This is a little bit like it. This is an Alan Watts idea.
Oh.
Alan Watts, famous philosopher, talks about how he wishes he could be at his funeral. He already passed away, so maybe he was at his own funeral. He wished he could be at his own funeral so that he could look out of the audience and he'd see everyone he's known in his life, but they'd all be there for what he says is a different person. Because they met him in all different parts of his life.
Oh, that's interesting.
He appeared to them in all different ways.
So maybe it's a child, and then he knew it was a teenager.
Also, like the way that I express myself to you is different than the way I express myself to my friends, to my sexual partners, all sorts of things. So what I'm trying to say is you could be a new person by emphasizing different parts of your personality in the bedroom. This is a way to spice things up.
Yeah.
Why do you look so glazed over?
Where are you going with this?
That was the point.
Okay.
I made the point.
All right. Thank you for sharing that point.
You completely did not listen.
I lost you somewhere along the line of when Alan Watts was at a funeral.
You said
it was his own funeral.
You said before the show that your intention was to listen to me.
I'm trying to listen, but I don't know where it's going.
What percent of what I say do you think you comprehend?
About 40.
You think you 40%?
I wonder if the sneaky freaks are all maybe got up to 50 or 60. No, I hear you, but I just didn't know what the Alan Watts' funeral had to do with my sex script.
Because you show up in the bedroom, you can be a different person to them.
What does that have to do with the Coolidge effect?
Because that you don't need to go with a different partner necessarily. You can choose to emphasize a certain part of your personality, or you can, you know.
That's what I said too, Cam. I said that's why it's good to be ADD.
Okay.
Because you can be different people at different times and you can switch on a dime.
It is evidenced by this
conversation. This conversation is derailed completely. But we do have Sneaky Freaks answers to this.
We do. Sneaky Freaks are our wonderful listeners. You too can be a Sneaky Freak by texting us at 310-356-3920. Give us a text. We'll text you a weekly question. That's pretty much it. We don't do any other solicitation. It's pretty fun. No,
but it would be a good idea, though, if you have other friends that listen, or family members, or parents, or children that listen to the podcast, tell them about this text line, because we'd love to get different perspectives.
And we got some different perspectives.
Oh, do we ever.
Okay, so the question was, have you ever experienced stale sex? And if so, how'd you get past it? Okay, I would like to begin by reading Tom the Elder Statesman's response. Did you want to read it? Go read it. I don't care.
The only thing you said, who do you want to read the comments? And I said, well, I'll just read Tom's. And you okay. And then the first thing Mr. Listener said is, oh, I think I'll begin by reading Tom's.
I didn't think you were so dedicated to Tom's. I thought you just wanted to read one of them.
All right.
All right. So read it, Mother.
No, I think we should read someone's first.
Whose?
I mean, I wanted to get a variety in and then read Tom's.
All right. I'll just read a random one.
Okay.
This is from Mike. He says, we had recently experienced this, actually. What we did was get books on Kama Sutra and BDSM, and that has really spiced it up.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, read a few books together.
Start whipping each other. Do some tying them up.
It doesn't have to be that violent. Start whipping each other.
Some BDSM. Why not?
All right. Well, then you have
Bronson.
Yes, Bronson.
Bronson said, I'm into some weird shit, so if it's stale, I'm moving on. You have to find someone compatible or it will never work. Interesting. That's a hot take. Do you agree with this?
I think you do have to be compatible, but I think you can learn from each other.
But what about anyone who grows stale?
I always believe in premarital sex.
Yeah, but inevitably, most sex couples experience staleness. Yeah.
I think he meant in general if it wasn't there initially.
Okay, that's fine. I don't even know if Bronson's a guy or a girl. Anyway.
Well, I'd like to read what Tom says.
Yes, read what Tom says, please.
Tom is usually the elder statesman, but we never know who will be the elder statesman. I'm close to Tom's age, but not as he's got 10 years on me, I believe.
He's 70.
Only 70?
Yeah, every fucking episode, you call
him
73.
I thought he was like 72, 71.
And
okay.
He always texts us saying, no, I'm 70 years old.
Okay, he's 70, but he acts like he's 39. Okay, he said, yep, if you are married nearly 50 years, sex can get a bit stale from time to time. Change the partner, may or may not be an option. Change the location. This is the part I like the best. Banging at a kitchen table.
Yes.
Or better yet, take a vacation. You know, he likes to swing in the jungle too. take her swinging in the jungle. Okay. Change the position, no explanation needed. Change the fantasy, recall a former lover. And I know you don't agree with this because you're all about being present.
I am fine with it okay. If both parties are on board.
Oh, that's a new thing.
That's not a new thing.
Or let porn take you somewhere new and taboo. Again, I doubt you'd ever do that.
I would definitely do that. You know, what's going on here?
I did not think that you would appreciate when I would just say that when I'm having sex that I fantasize about other things and you always that's not being present.
I would like both parties to be on the same page.
So then there's nothing wrong with fantasizing, but, you know, one person's fantasizing about bunny rabbits. The other person's fantasizing about, you know, bukkake.
Who the fuck is fantasizing about bunny rabbits?
I don't know. What's that called? Cosplay?
You talking about furries?
Furries. All right. Anyway, let me finish Tom the Elder Statesman's.
Or if you're lucky, your partner will initiate this change in some wild way.
Right. You know what that means. I just feel like Tom is like Tarzan, and he's in the jungle. He's got his little tiny little Speedo on. He's got
Speedo
gray chest hair, and he's going, ooh, like a gorilla.
I want to tell the listeners something. When this text came in, we were in the car, you and I.
Yes.
And you said, you know, I think I'd have good sex with Tom.
It sounds like he and I are on the same wavelength.
It's all Tom needs right now. Talk about, he's probably fantasizing about you at this moment.
Well, we're equally fantasizing about each other. I got him as a jungle boy.
Jungle boy. Drew said, had a hookup with a girl who was talking a big game. But when it came down to it, she was very stale. I got past it by coming on her face and tits.
Oh, my God. Well, he showed her, didn't he?
Wait, you know what's interesting is coming on the face or tits seems like that's at that point things have already been spiced up because you're ejaculating.
Have you ever done something like that?
Coming on the face and tits?
Yes.
Well, I talked about in the last episode or a couple episodes ago that I sprayed in a girl's hair on accident.
Forgot about that. But that was an accident. It wasn't like, oh, let me emulate some porn thing.
No, certainly not. I'm not so into it.
I'm not into it either.
It's very degrading in my mind.
I agree. And I was once with a guy who literally said, because I was like,
some people like the degrading.
Newly
though.
Single. And I was like, you know, I'd watch porn. And I'm like, maybe he wants to come on my face. And I asked him, he was like, I would never degrade you like that. I thought that was very admirable.
Yeah, but some people like to be degraded. Get bukkakeed all over the fucking place.
I'm aware of that, Cam.
Okay. Liz says, yes, I've gotten past stale in a variety of ways. In my marriage, I left it.
That's a good remedy for stale sex. Leave.
In my long-term relationship, we got past stale spots with non-monogamy and also by trying new things to add a sense of shared adventure. Altoids for oral, biting, spanking, new locations, and anal.
There you go. She likes to spice it up, and I concur with a lot of what she said.
What
have
do you
ever
about
done
this Altoids?
I've done that.
You've done Altoids with
yeah,
oral?
Yeah, it's old school.
Old school.
Old school.
You ever try Pop Rocks?
In your asshole?
Not in my asshole?
No, I've never done anything sticky down there because, I mean, I shouldn't say.
Well, what about Altoids? They probably got aspartame and all sorts of shit in there.
I'm thinking it's when you're someone is giving oral sex to someone, and usually it's involving a blowjob.
Yeah, because the blowjob, the penis is less, you know, pH sensitive.
No, because I think it has to do with sensitization.
What?
Yeah.
Sensitization?
The mints.
It makes it more sensitive or something?
Something like that.
All right. Anyway, that's something I have no idea if I should be recommending that to people. Cassie says, when my sex life was stale, I started listening to sex and relationship podcasts. I heard advice on one of the shows that said to work on yourself and sometimes your partner will follow suit. So I began working on myself and updating my partner with my own discoveries and curiosities. In turn, we talked about sex more often and tried some new things. I found a roadblock in myself that I didn't know existed and have been working through it with my partner, learning new communication skills and sexual superpowers as we go.
Brilliant.
Cassie,
that's awesome.
We fucking love you, Cassie. That's amazing.
I remember also doing the same kind of thing.
What, doing a little research?
I was reading a book, I think at the time, it was a long time ago, I don't remember which partner even this was with, but it was called Cake.
Cake?
Cake.
What is that?
That's another synonymous word for vulva.
And what, it was about eating pussy, you say?
Yeah. So I highlighted a few pages, handed it off to my partner. It was all good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a...
I got a snort from our videographer back there.
Handed it off to the partner. It was all good. I went to a party last night, or yesterday, where there were some sex people there.
Some sex people.
It was one of the Pleasure Podcast people at a birthday party. I went over there and I met the woman that came up with laurels. You know what those are?
Oh, yeah. You gave me some of those.
Those latex panties.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and then, you know, alleged, it's, I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but it's supposed to allow for safer oral.
Yeah, because it's like wearing nylons.
Yes. I'm so fucking into this shit. I accosted her with questions.
Oh my God.
All
right.
She was like, get out of here. God. She's like, you're too into the product. All right. Loretta says, stale sex, yes, with many different partners and times in my life. I would sometimes imagine someone else in the place of my stale partner, or I endured it and or tried something new like biting my partner. But I'm hesitant to initiate things myself, so mostly endured it. Mostly she just endured
I hate the enduring something.
Endured the stale sex.
Enduring, you have to enduring working out as exercise.
That's a hard question, or that's a hard thing to bring up to a partner, being like, you know what? This is not so fun for me.
Well, like Cassie said, you know, do some research, work on yourself, and see if it transfers over and see if someone takes notice. Or there's also sex therapists out there that can help with you.
Yep. We got a fuckload of responses, by the way. I mean, we have so many.
All right. So just read a couple more and then we'll have to save them for our next lovely podcast episode.
Okay. Oh, we have, this is an interesting one from Jay. I had to fake my orgasm by flexing my penis and pretending I was coming.
See, oh my God. Jay, would you please stop faking orgasms? I don't understand why anybody fakes an orgasm. Orgasms are so wonderful. But there's, and if you don't achieve one, for especially for a woman, apparently Jay is not a woman, but if for a woman, if you don't achieve one, you still enjoy the process of getting there. But, and you can also finish off yourself. There's so many things you can do besides train someone to do the wrong thing.
You got
God
it.
Damn it.
God damn, she got it on her soapbox over there. Renee says, introduce a new sex toy. If your partner is receptive to it, then it can open up a whole new world. Also a good substance, whether it be smoked, eaten, or...
Well, we're
or drink when appropriate.
We're going to get into substances in a little bit because I talked to, we had a little TikTok clip about my recommendation of smoking weed.
And that brings us to the end of this wonderful segment presented by Like a Kitten.
Row! I thought I'd row more than purr because I'm purring is needing work. Cam, I got the perfect solution for stale sex.
What is that, Moot?
A Like a Kitten box.
Like a Kitten, you heard us talking about them. They are a wonderful sponsor that creates these amazing boxes that you can send right to your door with all of the essential ingredients for a sexy-ass weekend, month, or season.
And if you've ever visited a sex toy shop, which I have, you know that the number of products to choose from can be totally overwhelming. It's even worse when you start online shopping. But Like a Kitten makes everything so much easier.
That's right. They got these subscription gift boxes. So each season, you'll receive a new shipment right to your door with all the ingredients to spice up your sex life. This spring, they got an awakening box.
And you know what they got in that awakening box? Strawberry nipple arousal cream, cheeky apple lube, and melting rose petals for the bath. The spring subscription box is cheap. $79 is a great deal since the products in this box retail for well over $150.
These boxes make awesome birthday gifts.
Bachelorette gifts.
I've given it to friends. They've been very grateful.
I bet they have.
Yeah, because it basically is giving the gift of a fucking sexy ass time to someone. Like a Kitten's box also helps the world because a portion of all sales goes to charities to empower women and support their education and health. To celebrate spring, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 15% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/mom or enter code MOM at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com/mom or use code MOM to get 15% off these incredible boxes.
You and your partner will be purring like a kitten.
Likeakitten.com/mom. The link is in the episode's description. So let's just dive into a little recap of what's been going on in our lives.
Let's do that.
I will say very little sexually has been going on in my life because I've been having to share a room with you for the past week.
I would actually agree with that.
A hotel room.
Although, who knows what you did when I'm not around.
I didn't masturbate the whole week. I felt like exploding by the time I got home. It's horrible. Anyway, there was one experience that related to bodily functions.
Yes.
That I thought we could share.
There's nothing funnier than bodily functions, as we know. We got a lot of applause for our description of your stinky ass cum.
Yes. There was a third person that was sharing the room with us.
That would be your sister.
Okay. Guess we're going to share her identity. So it was me, my sister, and my mother sharing a room together.
I did ask her. I said, is it okay if I can share on the podcast about you sharding? She said,
so she was having some bowel issues.
I don't think she was having bowel issues. I think all of a sudden she just sharded.
Okay. So I'm there in the hotel apartment, the room, and I'm working away. And suddenly, both of you guys come running in at different times. First, she goes, I just called engineering. There's been an incident. What does that mean? She goes, I wouldn't go in the bathroom right now.
Oh, no.
The toilet bowl is completely encased in shit. And then she leaves.
Thank God.
So then you waltz in and you go, I just called engineering as well. There's some tapping going on in this room.
Yeah, tapping. I don't understand that. Why are there's always something going on whenever I stay in a hotel room.
So then finally, first of all, why is anyone calling engineering to begin with?
I called engineering.
Why is she calling engineering?
She called because she thought that she should do that because it was way beyond housekeeping's capabilities.
They need a whole new toilet in there.
So the guy comes in. He's already stressed. I could tell.
He's sweating everywhere.
He's sweating.
No mask. Panting.
Yeah.
And you go, so what's the problem? And you go, you don't know how to communicate with him.
What do you mean I don't know how to communicate with him?
You look at me and you're like, oh, there's some tapping. And he's like, what? There's no tapping. I don't hear any tapping.
First of all, he didn't hear tapping because he wouldn't even give me a chance to tell him what the tapping was all about. He just immediately assumed it was in the bathroom, which I didn't say it was. And it was actually in the bedroom that I heard the tapping.
No, you did say in the bathroom.
I said in the bathroom, you might be able to hear it. He immediately was running in there, turns the water on, turns on both the faucet for the sink and for the shower.
He's a busy man keeping the building together.
Without 2 seconds for me to explain anything, he goes, oh, no tapping.
Anything else?
And I'm like, wait a second, how would you know no tapping? But then I figured, well, this is a lost cause because it's like when you take your car in to get fixed and they can't find the problem. And then 2 seconds later, you drive out and of course the problem exists.
And so then you look at me and I go, yeah. My sister had an accident. I'm throwing her right on the fucking bus. I don't need him to start thinking that I encased the toilet and shit.
Or me, thank God.
I said, my sister had an accident.
He took a look.
In the bathroom. and he goes, well, that happens to us all. I'm calling housekeeping. The housekeeper comes. Now we got the housekeeping in there. Housekeeping is there for 30 minutes. I don't know what she's doing in the fucking toilet.
I don't know. I wouldn't even go in there because I thought the way you talked about it that it was split.
I held my piss for about 3 hours, so I didn't go into that bathroom.
I thought it was splattered all over the walls.
It might have been.
It could have been.
I don't know what the fuck happened in there. And then I told the housekeeper as well, this is my sister's doing. This is not mine.
And the poor woman, I don't even know if she spoke English, that poor thing. She just was in there for an hour cleaning away.
And then you...
Then I said, do you think I should tip her?
Should I tip her? I go, absolutely tip her. She's just been swimming in shit for the past hour.
So I didn't have anything on me that was tippable. Like, in other words, that my bills were too high.
So I'm scrounging for cash.
So I go, give me some money.
I have $2.
Yeah, I had a couple dollars too. But other than that, I think I had $100. I was not about to give $100.
So you run into the hallway.
I went looking for her.
And to give her the $4.
I went sprinting down the hallway to give her the $4. She was very grateful for it.
I felt so bad about this situation.
It was a shitty situation.
It's a shitty situation, but there's no toilet bowl cleaner in there, so I don't know what you want to do with this in the first place, you know?
What do you
mean? My sister couldn't clean it herself, so.
But why didn't she flush the toilet?
What's going on with her bowels anyway?
I don't know what her problem was.
Okay.
But apparently it was very bad.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
So we did it. I have to say, visiting, when you move away from your hometown, visiting is very stressful.
Yeah, it was
especially
very stressful.
When you're using your deceased father's car and it died.
Barely functional.
Not once, but twice.
Yes.
And you were very good about reading the YouTube how-tos, how to jump a car.
Well, we needed the shit going. What was crazy, this is a wild experience. The first time it died, where you're in my deceased grandpa's
the garage.
Garage.
Right.
So we call AAA.
Right. They say it's going to be an hour to get there to jump the car. No one has jumper cables. There's no jump. I'm surprised because my dad was the kind of guy that would have jumper cables in his car.
We couldn't even get into the car. It was completely dead.
Completely dead.
So,
and it's late at night and we had a busy schedule ahead of us.
So we see this guy coming into the garage.
Yeah.
This old fuck.
I've had a problem with him before because the people in condo, old people's condos are very crap. They're very crappy.
He's a condo commando.
They have no patience and they think everything is their way or the highway.
He's fucking taking control of the building.
So I walk up and I said, hey, just wondering, do you have any jumper cables? He goes, no. Okay. And all of a sudden, right behind him is a AAA truck. And I go, what's that? He goes, oh, they're here to jump my car. I'm like, excuse me.
How about my fucking car?
My fucking car is sitting right here. Do you think we could possibly come? And then all of a sudden,
fucker.
AAA gets a call. They're like, wow, we have a call to the same address. Is this a duplicate? I'm like, no, it's not a duplicate. This is us.
This is us. What a fucker to go. Yeah, no, no jumper cables.
No jumper
You're
cables.
You're on your own.
Don't even bother saying that there's literally
a truck behind
a
me.
A vehicle
that does
behind
this.
Us.
What a fucker. It was very fortuitous, though. The guy helped us out.
So when you get older, you say you can't wait to get older. Are you going to
yes.
be like a crotchety old man like that? Or are you going to be like one that's like lusting after all the elderly women?
I'll be lusting after.
Because you're already lusting.
I'll probably be crotchety as well.
We went to see...
Why is... You can't be one or the other? You have to be one or the other? I can't be crotchety and lusting?
Why are you crotchety?
I'm already crotchety.
I know, that is true. You are a crotchety person.
Speaking of crotchety...
What?
I hate returning home and I'm completely out of all underwear. Does that ever happen to you?
You ran out of underwear 2 days prior.
Don't act like this is when you got home. You won't believe what I'm wearing right now.
You're going to stand up and demonstrate? I'm afraid to see. Oh. Our videographer gets a show. Everybody's going to get a show. Oh, you got on little floral boxers.
These are little girls'
underwear?
Shorts.
Why are you wearing girls' shorts?
This is the last I've ever had. I got this from a friend.
Did you see that?
I got this from a friend from Burning Man.
And why are you wearing them?
What else am I going to wear under this shit?
Maybe it's better to go to commando than wearing little girl shorts.
No. I'm going to be chafing all over the place.
Who does that?
No way. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Anyway, I would like to describe what going home on the flight. I had the worst situation that you can have on an airline.
Can I just ask one question?
What?
If you were sleeping with someone and you go into their closet and you discover...
Little girl shorts.
What do you think?
I'd be concerned, but you know, everyone has a kink.
Someone actually yesterday at that sex party said they love the idea of their partner getting into panties.
I told you that one of my friends back in the day when I was not as awake as I am about sexuality, she said her partner that she was having sex with loved to get the two of them into her underwear. Pink,
both,
lacy underwear.
They're both in it together.
I don't
That's
know
very
how
constraining.
Two very, very large people could do that, but they did. And I thought that was a bit odd then. And now it's like, oh, it's just another kink.
That's a way to make it less stale. Put the other person in your underwear.
Okay, if you put any woman in those little girls' underwear, I guarantee you will not have a second date. Okay? Unless she's as wacky as you.
I'm going to put it to the test, mother.
But I would like to talk more about undergarments.
Yes.
I'm on the airplane, and as you know, and I discussed this earlier on an earlier podcast, and I've done 6 videos now on TikTok about it. I don't know why women have to wear bras anymore. I don't know what happened to me. Somehow my bras are completely uncomfortable, and they're annoying me, and I want to not wear them very often. So I forgot that I don't like them, and I wore them on that plane going home.
Oh, bad move.
Bad move, because I'm wearing a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, and I figured... I got to get this thing off of me. And I don't want to go to the bathroom again because
Why?
I've already gone 4 times.
Oh, my God.
So I think I can do this. I can take my bra off on the airplane.
No way.
No one's going to know it.
No way.
No way is right.
Who's sitting next to you at this point?
who was sitting next to me? Oh, some girl who was like madly in love with the guy next to her and is eating like a never seen someone eat like literally a huge black and white cookie after her meal. And then she takes out a huge muffin.
Why do you care?
I'm like, what? How much sugar is she eating?
Why are you concerned about the person's sugar intake?
I was very annoyed by this. I couldn't believe it.
You're annoyed by it?
Yes. Why did
she
have to eat?
Meanwhile, you're fucking taking off your clothes next to her.
Yeah. So I decided, okay, I think I can do this if I leave both my inner shirt on and my jacket on, and I'll just try to undo my bra at the same time. And I got halfway through and I realized I'm kind of stuck. I couldn't get up to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't get the bra off my shoulder. Oh my God, I was sweating. I was freaking out. I was like, what am I going to do? Walk around with the bra hanging out underneath me.
How did you do this?
I don't know. I just kept maneuvering.
She didn't think it was weird that you're squirming all around with your
fucking sure
arms
in your
shirt? I'm sure
she was probably so annoyed, and that's probably what caused her to eat the second muffin. But man, that was, I did it.
Wait, so then you
I kept thinking, I gotta talk about this on the podcast. This is where my mind goes. I'm doing it for you sneaky freaks out there. I literally took my bra off on an airplane in public.
Wait, so you take it off, you get it off.
I stuffed it into my purse.
She didn't see that you took a bra off?
I couldn't even look at her to see if she was watching.
You know how strange it would be if you see someone next to you taking off, suddenly they're holding their bra?
I had to sit there for another 2 hours and I was not going to be uncomfortable.
All right. You got to do what you got to do. I approve of that.
And by the way, I would like to make another law.
What?
If I was the state senator.
Yes.
Or maybe in a federal court of law of some sort.
Yes. Okay. So make
I would
it federal.
Say if you are planning on bringing an 18-month-old baby on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Who had just came from Ireland. I heard.
I was falling in love with this baby.
This baby was behind me. The baby decides to start crying a good hour into it. Okay, so it's a 4-hour flight. And the pilot comes on and says, we're adding 45 more minutes to our flight. What was that all about?
You know, he says, maybe we'll try to take some shortcuts. And I was like, don't take any fucking shortcuts.
I know, you come up and go, he better not take shortcuts.
I don't want him to take shortcuts.
What do you care?
He's going to shortcut into a fucking storm. We're going to be turbulence.
That's what you said.
Take the long route. I don't care. Take the scenic route.
You didn't have a tight-ass bra on with a baby behind you that's not only
crying. You had the worst seat in the entire plane.
I did. Crying, and not only that, kicking my seat every 2 minutes. Kicking. Not even 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds.
I was concerned for the little baby's eustachian tubes that had not developed.
Well, good for you, because I agree with you. First of all, the little baby should be drugged.
First
this
of all,
is
the
what
baby
I did
should not
you.
Be on the flight.
Yeah, no baby should be brought on flights.
Because their brains, their sinuses are not developed. They're going to experience barotrauma. And the next thing you know, they're not going to be able to experience any sensations when going up and down.
Time out.
What?
What the fuck is barotrauma?
It's what I experience every time I get on a plane because you brought me on the plane.
What?
Yes, you would bring
always
me on
drugged
the plane.
You.
You drugged me and I didn't have the sinuses developed yet. Next thing you know, I have all these nasal polyps that prevent...
Is this my fault?
Yes.
Again, something's my fault.
I can't go scuba diving. I can't go in the
because
airplane.
Because of me?
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Anyway, go on.
I don't believe that you should take your child...
Yeah, I don't either.
...on a plane.
Me neither.
Subject him to trauma.
Barotrauma.
Without drugs.
No.
Drugs.
There's no drugs. You don't put them on the plane.
Yeah, you give them some of that Sudafed or whatever. Not even Sudafed. What's antihistamine? Make them sleep. No. They'll be more comfortable.
So they wake
the
up.
The person in front of you
they,
more comfortable.
They discover they have a whole hemorrhage in their brain because of this.
No, it decongests them. It's
no decongestion.
All right, well, I'm just saying, if it was up to me, I'd say no child on the drug. You know, we have to show our vaccination cards. They have to show how much medication they were given before they got on the plane. That's the only way they should allow it on the plane. If you're under 5, you must be drugged.
I was falling in love with this baby. I don't know what happened to me on this trip. I think I became very, you know how people say that they become, what is it called? Baby obsessed or like they get the instinct to have a child.
First you need somebody to have a partner. You need a partner that wants to have your baby.
What if I just have the baby alone? Just me and the baby.
Then don't ever.
Big daddy.
You promised me that you're going to drug the baby on an airplane.
I'm not bringing that kid on an airplane until the age of 5. Anyway, I think I am experiencing some sort of loneliness and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I was dreaming that I was matching with people on Hinge. That's strange.
All right. So you're looking for a I know that it's very much on your mind.
It's very much on my mind. I also don't like that because we're on a family sharing plan, you get to see, I have to go through you in order to get fucking approval to buy fucking
Wait, let me just
credits
get,
to Bumble and
let
shit.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I'm nice enough to put you on a family plan that I pay for.
No.
You apparently are upset because you tried to go on Hinge or one of these dating sites and they made me, and you had to take it out of my money or something? Whoa.
No, it's for some reason, you know how we can we do family sharing apps?
Yeah, like, the only way it's sharing is you taking my...
What apps do I want from your phone?
I don't care what apps that you...
I don't want any of your fucking apps.
Who told you do you want any apps from my phone? I never said that you did or didn't. I didn't even know there was an issue with sharing.
Now I have to go through you for approvals for me to fucking get unlimited
swipes. Should be... Right now, as far as I'm concerned, you can get off my family.
I'm off.
Get off that family.
I'm fucking off that shit.
And your brother and sister should be off too. Are they on?
No, they're not. They were never on.
No, they're never on. The only person that was on was you.
Yeah, because I wanted to use your iCloud storage.
Oh, you're out.
Somehow I was able to finagle
you're back
so that I got the iCloud, but I also can do the Bumble.
Sneaky freaks.
Anyway, can I just
this
say...
This is what I have to contend with. This is the way I get blamed for everything. In my I thought it was a magnanimous gesture.
Magnanimous.
Yeah, magnanimous.
Okay, moving on. I want to say there is a new development on Hinge, which I thought was interesting, which is a dating app.
I'm aware of what Hinge is.
Most of the sneaky freaks might not know. It's a dating app. It says, what are your dating intentions? And you have to label what you're looking for. Here are the options. And you tell me what you think I've labeled, okay?
Okay.
Life partner, long-term relationship. Why are you choosing to blow your nose?
Why do I have to ask permission?
No, it's just every time I start talking about anything, you decide to start blowing your nose.
Okay. All I do is get blamed.
Okay, ready? Life partner, long-term relationship, but open to short-term relationship, but open to long, short relationship, and figuring out my dating goals or prefer not to say. What?
There's way too many options.
You've glossed over it.
I don't remember.
You literally have it in front of you.
All right, just tell me what one you chose.
Long-term relationship, open to short.
Wonderful. So glad that you did. Said nothing.
I honestly think
what you just said is I'm open to anything. I just want someone to hit my child so I can bring him on an airplane.
5 years of age. Short-term relationship open to long or long-term relationship open to short. Very hard to parse out.
I always start out with short-term relationship open to long.
You don't think I should? You think I should?
You need to find out if they're good and bad. That's the first important part. You know? Find out if they are good and bad, if they're compatible with you, if they know how to kiss. If they don't know how to kiss, at least they know how to go down. You got to test all the waters. This business of just jumping, waiting till marriage is stupid. Oh. Live with that person. Oh. Live with them a long time before you commit. And when you do commit, get a goddamn prenup.
Oh, my God.
I'm a warrior here. I'm just telling you. Just keep yourself safe. And do not give up who you are for your partner.
Oh, I like that. Look at you on the soapbox.
I'm on my soapbox today, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah.
I will
That's
say.
That's what a little cookie will do to you.
I will just finish by saying I knew I was very lonely on this trip a little bit because I started playing a game with you called Long Time No See.
Oh, my God. This is a great game.
Anyone experiencing loneliness, go into your phone and try to think of the last person that you possibly texted. The person you texted longest ago.
Yes.
So I found someone from 2014 that I haven't texted.
And what did you text? And who is this person?
This is a kid that I grew up with.
Okay. And you haven't texted him in how many years is that? It's
7.
7.
No.
8. 8 years you haven't texted this guy. Have you called him on the phone?
No.
Have you seen him?
No.
So this is like basically a stranger.
Basically a stranger. And you only get to text him 4 words, long time no see. That's it. And you see how they respond.
How do you respond?
No response.
That's what happened to me.
You also.
I texted a guy that used to work within a car dealership.
Oh, yeah.
And
but you didn't say long time no see.
I didn't. I gave him a little because this was before we decided to play this game.
Yeah.
But it blossomed into that. I basically said, I think it's me because sometimes you have new numbers, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure you didn't. Maybe that's the same thing happened to you.
Okay. I want to encourage our sneaky freaks.
Do this and let us know.
Play the long time no see game. Text your friend or whoever this is who you haven't texted in years. Hopefully we can see the previous message from 2015.
Yeah, see, I got screwed because I got a new phone and deleted all my messages.
And then text them long time no see, take a screenshot of their response, and then send it to us at 310-356-3920. Text us. We cannot wait to see your long time no see.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Don't worry. We will not put anybody's phone numbers on the internet.
No, but we will read that conversation. We'll if read it's
the
comment.
We'll read the comment. I sent a car dealer, someone who's very funny, a TikTok video of another guy that was trying to sell cars, and I thought he'd get a kick out of it, and I got no response.
No response. So we're going to get a response one of these days.
One of these days, but we did get other responses here.
It's time for Hit On or Shit On. This is the segment of the show where we share your wonderful comments and questions and thoughts that you leave us on TikTok or Instagram, wherever you chime in, and we determine whether they are a hit on
or a shit on.
That's right. And this week we got several responses. I'll start. Okay.
Go for it.
I put out a request to my Instagram followers saying, does anyone know of any good haircutters in Los Angeles? And I put, you know, the ability to respond and got many responses. One person responded saying, can I do your eyebrows?
Oh boy. That's an interesting hit on or shit on. It's on one hand, you can say, well, they think your eyebrows are too bushy or something.
That's
wrong
exactly
with that.
Right. What do they think? A fucking Gandalf over here with like bushy ass eyebrows?
On the other hand, maybe they're into the kink of the eye. Maybe this is a new kink.
You know who this was?
Who?
The fucking the girls that we interviewed last week. Nikki or Cammy fucking texted in.
Oh my God. They want to do your eyebrows.
Can I do your eyebrows?
Like I said, it could be a kink.
Knowing them, it's probably a fucking kink. Yeah.
Well, another one. I was trying to...
By the way, wait, one more thing. Wait, the last person I hooked up with, actually, as they were leaving, they said, next time I'm with you, can we do your eyebrows?
I actually was thinking today I'd like someone to do my eyebrows.
I was never thinking that I want someone to do my eyebrows. I think my eyebrows are fucking fine. I also got another one over here when we were in Chicago. We were trying to get into a bar that was closed. You're frantically trying to open the door.
This was a scary thing in Chicago, by the way. Don't walk around the streets of Chicago late at night when no one's on the street.
We were approached by a stranger who turns to me and goes, hey, Johnny Depp, you got any money?
Right now, first of all, that's funny.
It's topical.
It's very topical. That's what I was going to say. It's funny even without being in the news right now, but what the fuck is going on with Johnny Depp anyway?
You think I do look like Johnny Depp?
No, I'm just saying, you think he just came up with Johnny Depp because he just saw it on the news?
I don't think so. I think that maybe he saw some resemblance.
Yeah, you look like Captain Sparrow.
That's good.
Anyway, would you say
Captain
that's a
Sparrow
hit?
With huge eyebrows or something.
Would you say that's a hit on or shit on?
I actually like the look of Johnny Depp despite him being a fucking sketchball.
All right, we're going with hit on.
Hit on. All right. What do you got this week, mother?
John Gastonia says, you'd still get it with a quickness, ma'am. Like a Swanson's TV dinner, you're hot.
What is a Swanson's TV dinner?
He must be like 80. So I'm hot in that guy's mind.
That's a hit on.
That's a hit on. Did you think the next one is a hit on or a shit on?
E. Deard's Void said, you still have a mouth.
It's disgusting.
It's fucking gross as fuck.
Okay, it's another shit on.
No, I think it's a hit on.
You still have a mouth.
Yeah,
meaning
he'd still be with you because you can. I don't know, ma'am. I don't want to get into it. The whole image, it's disgusting.
Well,
C Dude 1953 says, bad case of the gone
the gone ass. What is that? Why? Because I said, you know, like, I don't know what happened with my boobs going down, my ass going down. He said, bad case of the gone ass.
Oh, my God.
But this next guy, Og Warhammer 73, said, I'd still hit it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so I'm flattered that he'd still hit
still.
It.
Still. If he needed to.
How about Teddy Sweet? Granny, you're all right.
With a bunch of cool emojis with
the
glasses
on. Why are they calling
me
Granny? Okay, I'll take it. It's still a hit on, right? But the next one, this is unbelievable.
User 780635793, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, can I just say, if you have like all numbers.
You're sketch.
You're sketchy, yeah.
He writes, and you're dried up below, double whammy.
Now that's
another double
that fucking double fuck
user
you.
Piece of shit. Fuck that guy.
I'm going to have to do a little response video to that.
You should just spray him with Uber Lube.
That's a good idea. Some of you need to because they sag so badly. Oh, so I did a whole thing on the whether or not you have to wear the bra or not.
Right. Ban the bra.
And I think this guy, I think I pinned this comment because I thought it was so funny.
Babarama.
You see what he says?
He says, some of you need to do what? Ban the bra?
Wear a bra.
Oh, some of you need to wear a bra because they sag so badly it looks like you're playing soccer. You thought that was funny?
I thought that was funny.
That's so mean.
I'm really into, since I saw Ted Lasso, I'm into soccer.
That's why you think it's funny?
Well, he's telling you that the boobs fall so low. Some of you, he didn't necessarily say it was me.
That's not a nice thing to say. You think that's a hit on, though?
No, I don't think that's not a hit on.
Oh, my God.
And then we had two more here.
One, Talia Longworth says, I'm in Australia. I need a bra to prevent underboob sweat.
I never thought of that.
That it like absorbs the sweat?
Well, if you're hanging down there, just sweating underneath there, I don't know. And then we switched gears and we back to the video we did on weed and how I said it helps, you know, when you're having sex to smoke some weed. We got a lot of, I mean, that's over 150,000 views and likes on this thing.
R the Silent writes, weed makes women finish 2 times faster than normal, and after the first, the rest are easier.
See?
Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not necessarily a hit on or a shit on, but I guess it's a hit on because he agrees with me.
How do you know it's a guy? Could be whoever.
I don't know who the hell it is, but they agree with us.
Anyway, thank you for all of your hit ons or shit ons.
And now it is time for the most fun part of the day.
Yeah, right.
You know what that is.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, breaking news. What do we got this week, Mother?
Unbelievable. The freakiest sex world records that are actually real.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't believe some of these.
Where's this coming from?
The Ranker.
Ranker.com.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Well, I just think it's a very reputable news source that you've
exactly.
got.
Exactly. It's similar to the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Well, this is unbelievable. I'm just going to read a few of them.
What do we got?
Someone hit the record for the most orgasms in a day. They had 200 plus orgasms.
It's more than Mort.
Can you imagine? Wait, he had 5. This is 200 plus.
That's crazy.
That's a freaky record.
First of all, how is this person counting?
That is a good question. And
That's so exhausting.
Her name is Sarah, and she suffers from persistent genital arousal syndrome and experiences up to 200 orgasms a day.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Here's another one. The world's most dangerous sex position is the cowgirl.
Hmm.
Don't get in this one.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
This is how you broke your dick.
What happened?
In 2015, scientists delivered some discouraging news when they revealed that After rigorous testing, they discovered that the world's most dangerous sex position, the cowgirl, was also one of the most performed.
Wait, Mom, is this a new article?
Well, they're just talking about an old research.
Yeah, but you said the freakiest sex world records that are actually real. How is this a record?
Because it's still, no one's passed it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The next one.
Wait,
the,
what? No. Oh, cowgirl is the most dangerous?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Oh, this is such useless information.
It is not. The next one, the world's strongest vagina can lift 31 pounds.
31 pounds.
You know, I remember going through the red light district in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
There was a woman who took a cigarette and she was able to smoke a cigarette through her.
That cannot be good.
The vagina.
That's got to be very bad.
She had some strong labia.
Yeah, but you having that smoke in there, that's probably not good for
you. Why are you thinking of that? I'm just saying it's pretty wild.
What else are you thinking of? Where's the smoke going?
By the way, there's an honorable mention to a guy that has diphalia, which is 2 working penises.
Oh.
So he can lift a lot with those. The next one, I bet you can't, you would never believe this one. This is a statistic that's unbeatable.
Oh, wow. I can't wait
for this. The world's largest natural breasts are a 10-102-ZZZ. I don't even know what 32Z.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine walking around? I'm like a 34.
What do you think is as big as this table?
I think it sounds like ginormous.
You think it's bigger? You think bigger or smaller than this table?
Probably bigger than the table.
If I were sitting here, would my bigger tits than the be table. Touching you?
The tits would be touching.
Are they real?
Yes, totally real. Listen to this one. The world's oldest virgin was 107 years old.
Oh, wow. That's someone who lived a long time without having sex.
It's kind of sad, but maybe that's what kept her alive.
Maybe.
The world's first porn, 1896, Le Coucher de la Marie.
Wow. I wonder how soon that was after cameras came out.
Man, I don't know.
That was probably the first thing that was recorded. Someone fucking.
Honorable mention goes to the 1972 film Deep Throat. It's the world's highest grossing porn, making somewhere between Yeah, 50 million and 600 million. But honestly, it's probably over 50 million. I don't know.
Have you heard of that one before?
I think I've seen it.
Oh, wow. All right. Can we
wrap up? One last one, because I think you'll get a kick out of this. The most queefs ever recorded, 93 and 30 seconds. What, can you just see? What is this person doing? Like sitting there with a stopwatch? Like, listen. That's lovely, Cam.
That's exactly what that sounds like. 93 queefs, 93 30 queefs. Seconds. Disgusting.
Oh, well, this is in honor of Mort.
I thought that was the end.
In honor of Mort, I would say the longest amount of time spent masturbating, 9 hours and 58 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a lot of masturbating going
on. That's a full day. Over a full day's work.
9 hours and 58 minutes.
So it was 10 hours. He probably got up in the morning and jerked off. I mean, who knows if it was a he anyway.
It could have been a she. No, let me see what it says here.
All right.
The name is Mansanabu Sato.
I don't know who that is.
Because it's an annual masturbate-a-thon.
Wow.
Maybe Mort should join that.
I don't think it's that safe to do that.
Not safe?
It's just going to be, you know, really callous.
There's definitely going to be, I mean, well, unless they use Uber Lube to save the day.
Uber Lube.
Well, that's Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Oh, no.
Which leaves us with the best segment of the show.
Which I think we've already done.
The segment of the show that will fucking tickle your taint. They'll get your,
why is it
your
always
tits in a bind.
Why is it always tickling the tank?
They'll get your heart elevated so much that it begins palpitating and causing concern, leaving you to go to the cardiologist. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
titillating. Titillating.
Titillating.
It's titillating.
Or?
Boring.
Or?
Most likely horrendously boring.
Okay. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers.
This is a quick one.
Thank the freaking Lord.
It's a quick one because I realized I was watching Bruce Almighty with my grandma in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they were talking about all the different wishes that people have, you know? And I started thinking about it, like prayers, you know? Prayers. You know? What would I pray for if I actually did pray?
You don't pray?
Do you pray? I pray on airplanes, basically.
That's you do pray.
It. Well, I kind of try to do a little visualizing. I send some loving kindness to the pilots.
Okay. Why couldn't you send loving kindness to that kid and to put the spell on that kid to go to sleep?
I was, actually.
You were?
Trying to do some of that shit anyway. Anyway, I realized my prayers, I think my most consistent prayer is help in being present. Because that is the best thing to wish for, I think.
Okay.
That what is more important than that?
Serenity, being at peace, comfort.
Well, that usually comes from being present.
You can be present and be completely annoyed.
Yes,
like I am kind of right now. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. That was a kid.
But even more so than like billions of dollars or things like that.
Well, we know money doesn't buy happiness.
Even more than getting laid without stale sex for the rest of your life.
Okay.
I think being present is the key. Anyway, that's Cam's Uppers.
Thank the Lord. Woo!
You made it through it.
Well, you kind of had little Alan Watts quotes earlier, so, you know, I don't we're not lacking in any...
In wisdom?
In any wisdom.
I would encourage people to be in the here and the now.
I thought it was the cutest thing I've ever heard when you were having trouble communicating with my mother because she's got advanced Parkinson's, and you were trying to think of what to talk about, and you looked online to see what do grandsons talk about with their grandparents?
Yeah, questions to ask your grandmas.
Questions to ask. And there actually is something you can Google called questions to ask your grandmas.
Absolutely. It was a great idea. I started asking her all about where her name came from and how she got named. Learn some shit.
What did she say?
Her mother named her.
Brilliant answer. I asked her if she, you know, how she, she was always like the most attractive mom around, and I mean she was the original, the OG cougar as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And all my friends were like, the guy friends all had crushes on her. Mm-hmm. Including my boyfriend. And I asked her, how does it feel to be the OG cougar? And she said, I don't feel that cougarish anymore.
Oh,
it was very sweet.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
shout out to the bird. All right, we've reached the end, mother, and when it comes to the end, we got to thank the people who made this show possible.
First of all, our patrons.
Thank you so much to you sneaky freak patrons. And welcome to the family, Christopher K., the Big Papa.
Oh, Big Papa. Now there's something.
Christopher K., thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your financial support.
Why, Cam, tell us why it is important to support us on Patreon.
First of all, it helps us record this in a real studio with good mics, with amazing video, with the help of Dr. Self Tapes.
Because you guys know that you can watch all these podcasts on YouTube at Sex Talk with My Mom.
That's right. And it pretty much helps fund that. So thank you to our patrons for doing that. But also, if you join Patreon, you get to be part of an exclusive Discord channel so you can communicate with all the other sneaky freaks on Patreon. You can join us for a monthly Zoom call with all the sneaky freaks that are truly phenomenal people, wonderful family, and it supports us. So,
and you can message us back and forth.
That's right. So please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And if you know, if you're already a patron and you know of people who want to join, let them know about us.
And I want to thank everyone who's left us a rating and a review.
Those are so fun to read. It makes our day.
Yes, we got one that's 5 stars from middle-aged weirdo. This person writes,
right up my alley.
Quirky and funny. My husband and I love your show, and we listen for a fun, and we listen for information as well. Just turning 50 years ourselves, we appreciate how young at heart Karen Lee is, and woo-hoo, love that she's still rocking an attitude and sex life.
Woo!
We absolutely adore Cam's laugh and honest vulnerability. Aww. Thank you for doing so much for humanity.
Oh! Thank you for doing so much for humanity.
That is so sweet.
That's a compliment.
Our videographer is laughing over here. Cannot believe that we're doing something for humanity with this show. We're keeping people alive over here.
I'm glad you're having a fun time over there.
Yeah, we're keeping people alive, and I appreciate that, middle-aged weirdo.
You can call me a middle-aged weirdo anytime.
Thank you to everyone who's left us ratings and reviews. It really helps us out. Please do so at ratethispodcast.com/mom, and please share this with a friend. Those are all the asks we have for you.
And shall I sing them out?
Sing them out, Mom.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and spicing it up with your sex scripties.
Sex scripties.
Oh, sex scripties.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.